And Kathy Dawes again with Manhattan Mayor Ushiretti, City Manager Ron Fear. And I guess we'll move along to the consent agenda, Ron. It looks like a pretty lengthy one.
Several items on there. One that I don't usually talk about, second reading items that are on there that have been mentioned before, but we did have at the last commission meeting an amendment to the zoning regulations in Aggieville. And one of the things that occurred at that meeting was a business owner that owned some property east of 11th Street that wanted the commission to consider some modifications there of the applicability of these ordinances to driveways and parkings and setbacks aspects of this particular issue. And so on second reading of the ordinance, we did make some adjustments that doesn't make those particular ordinances applicable to his property. And so in the second reading, we are recommending to override the planning board recommendation, which would make that property applicable. So essentially, we're handling that property, even though it's part of the Aggieville business district, from because it's associated with the commercial C3 zoning that occurs there, it will not make them applicable to the zoning ordinance relative to the regulations imposed on the setback and parking access off of the main street. Other items on the consent agenda include an easement vacation on College View Edition Lot 3, and also petitions for Genesis Health Club's water and sidewalk improvements, and also an item for some engineering services. The first one is a $39,000, almost $40,000 contract with HDR Engineering of Olathe for some professional services at our wastewater treatment plant for mechanical, electrical, and plumbing system improvements. Also, a professional services contract with the Rosamond Scalora Engineering of Manhattan, and this is for $14,700 maximum fee for Jardine Trail Lighting Extension. This is a City University project that was approved to put some pedestrian level lighting on the Jardine Trail there. It's a bicycle pedestrian trail that links College Avenue along with the extension of Jardine and down to Denison ultimately. Also, a big contract at our water treatment plant for various improvements. We had recommend accepting the engineer's estimate of $4.8 million and award a contract to the P1 Group out of Topeka, Kansas in the amount of $3,497,000. So good bid there. That's pending Kansas Department of Health and Environment approval, as they're providing a low-interest loan to fund those improvements. And then we have some West Anderson Avenue Sanitary Sewer Project and the Wells Landing Addition Sanitary Sewer Improvements out on West Anderson, accept the engineer's opinion of cost at just over $518,000 and award a construction contract to Middle Creek Corporation of Peabody, Kansas in the amount of $362,000. We have some small community development block grant housing rehab projects, one in the Brockman Street area and one in the Osage Street area in the 800 block, both of those to Ben Kitchens Company, Painting Company of Junction City, one for $12,100 and one for $12,958. And that's a really good program. We use community development block grant funds really to help keep seniors in their homes longer. It makes accessibility, high improvements, maybe air conditioning, heating, those kind of things. So it's a really good program with some federal pass-through funds. We have the first phase of Juliet Avenue's brick rehab, street rehab project. This is a KDOT grant we received that's going to rebuild portions of the brick streets on Juliet Avenue. This would be the first two blocks south of Bluemont on Juliet Street, and recommend the commission concur with a KDOT bid award to Pavers, Inc. of Salina, Kansas in the amount of $674,000 and approve our share of the funding, which is $284,000, which would come out of the Special Street and Highway Fund. We also have some additional equipment for the aircraft rescue and firefighting vehicle that was recently approved and awarded by the commission. We also have a 10 to 12 foot long range wing mower for used in primarily at Annenberg, our bigger parks on our athletic fields. This is a $60,000, just under $60,000 mower from Kansas Golf and Turf in Wichita, half funded out of the general fund, half funded out of the special park and recreation fund, and replaces a current older mowing unit that's more than 10 years old. And then we have some software, some storage area network improvements to the city's computer system. Award a contract to Blue Valley Telecom or Networks Plus in the amount of $32,644.50. And I think the mayor's got some appointments as well.
And on proclamations also.
Right. But I did want to point out on the consent agenda to number five, which is sunsetting the terminating the special 2009 quarter cent sales tax. And I just want to make it clear, in November, when the public sees that ballot on their, when they go to vote, we're sunsetting it, we're terminating it, so that it's not a new tax. I think there's this idea that somehow if they vote yes on the ballot initiative in November, it's going to be a new tax and it's going to be increasing their sales tax. Actually, it's not. The sales tax is going to remain the same because we're terminating this one so that we can still collect up until March. And should the voters approve it, then on April 1st, we can start collecting for the Parks and Recs updates for our Eisenhower, Anthony, and Seco Park areas. And this is one of those things that came from visits to some places like Fayetteville. When the chamber took a lot of community leaders to Fayetteville, they saw the collaboration piece and the cooperation between their schools, their public schools, and their city. And that when they came back, they said, well, why aren't we doing more of that? And so we were able to pull in USD 383, saw the needs in both of those areas as far as our city needs and the school needs, and decided this is the way to go. And there was many studies, the feasibility study, and then we came up with this long ballot. And it's going to be pretty tough for, you know, all of them to read it. But I just wanted to be clear that this is not a new tax because we will be terminating this one should that come up for discussion again. So that's all I wanted to add to it. But yeah,
good comment.
Proclamations and anything
yes.
else you want to add,
we're
Mayor?
We're doing a Juneteenth proclamation, and on the June 17th, I believe, Juneteenth is having the celebration at City Park this year, and it's going to be a pretty big event. And they do this every year, but it's wonderful to recognize, when Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation back in 1863, and to recognize the diversity that we have in our city and celebrate. There's going to be lots of vendors, lots of bands, good things happening. So I'm looking forward to doing that, and hopefully everybody else will come out and celebrate right along with us. It might be a pretty warm day, but we also want to keep in the forefront of our minds, Dr. James Boyer. He was an integral part of the community, and he just passed away recently, and I went to the service, and, you know, it's overwhelming when someone like that's been established in Manhattan as an icon and has done so many good things for a variety of people, things that we don't even know about behind the scenes. But he was definitely one of those profound leaders in Manhattan, Kansas. So there's also going to be a huge tribute to Dr. James Boyer at that time.
And I guess General Aviation Appreciation Month also being recognized. And
yeah. And actually, this brings me up to the airport discussion, too, because I was going to talk a little bit about that. General Aviation is a pretty big deal in Manhattan. We had our airport is doing really well. And I also, just as a side note, we're taking applications for the restaurant, that if anybody wants to put in a restaurant at the airport. A lot of things going on there. I remember back in the day when we didn't have a great airport, and now we are to the point where a lot more people are using it, and this is one of the ways to recognize the other aspects to the general aviation and the community airports in our region. So it's nice to be part of that, and notice that we've come quite a ways from way back when, and we still have a ways to go. And the community has always been supportive of our aviation endeavors and recognizing that.
Interestingly, I just spoke with somebody who had moved back from the Dallas area, had been a Manhattan resident, you know, many years ago, and one of the things he mentioned was the airport, how impressed he was with the airport and some of the changes that way. So
yeah, we're blessed to have a community that approves those items too. I think that's something when we go, anywhere I go, they're really surprised at how much it's grown and how well it's doing, and you know, it gives us a lot of pride. We can take pride in what our community members and residents want us to do in Manhattan.
It's 9:42. Why don't we go ahead and take another break? And I think we've gotten through most of the agenda. We'll come back and maybe explore some other meetings and other city topics. But again, we have with us Manhattan Mayor Ushiretti, City Manager Ron Fear. 537-1350 if you want to join in on the discussion on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.